My name's Nathaniel, as all you guys know, and here's a walk through my academic career and my greatest achievement. Kindergarten through second grade, I went to Inglewood Public Schools. I went to an elementary school called Maddox Elementary, and I lived, you know, a fairly normal lifestyle. I played soccer, had lots of friends at school, and I enjoyed school. And that all changed a couple months after my 8th birthday. My father, he was incarcerated, and you know, it's hard on an 8-year-old kid. You know, your father is kind of your role model, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, one day, he's not there. You know, so it was really hard for me. And we decided to move. We moved to Centennial, where I pretty much started a new life. After my dad got locked up, it was just my mom and my 5 siblings, and, you know, she was pretty busy. You know, she works at Children's Hospital, and she worked, you know, night shifts, 12 p.m. to 12 a.m., and, you know, it was, you know, to keep up, you know, she had to take care of 5 kids, and, you know, I could only imagine, you know, what she was going through at the time. You know, it's hard being a single mom, dealing with 5 kids. And I actually talked to her. She couldn't be here with me today, but I talked to her, and here's what she had to say. It was hard being a single mom with 5 kids. I had to work 5 days a week, mostly nights because that's where the money was. I knew it was hard on Nathaniel. He never said anything, but I could tell he had a lot on his mind. But I couldn't be more happy with where he's at today. When we moved to Centennial, that's when I found football. I played football from 3rd all the way to 8th grade, and it was kind of like an outlet for me. And I also started wrestling around that time. I started wrestling in 6th grade, which was, you know, it helped me a lot. You know, it helped me, like, get rid of all the anger I had pent up inside of me, you know. And school really wasn't important to me, you know. It was just sports, and I wasn't a real good student, and I was more interested in the social aspect of school than I was in the academic aspect, and it showed on my report cards. So, you know, I was failing every class in middle school, and it kind of, you know, didn't really bother me at the time, but looking back at it, you know, it kind of set habits for what had to come in high school. Oh man, my freshman year in high school. my freshman year, I went to Cherry Creek High School. I played football, so I messed up in the last segment. I played my freshman year, but I played football for the freshman team, where there are 200 kids on the freshman team alone. So, you know, I really didn't get much playing time, you know, because I'm small. I'm not those kids. Those kids are like grown men, and so I really tuned in and focused on wrestling, and I really got in this groove of, you know, go to school, get school done, then go to practice, get practice done, and I stayed on that track, and I actually did fairly well my freshman year. I kept my grades up, you know, because I had to wrestle, and wrestling, you know, it changed my life. You know, it taught me hard work and how to really stick through the pain. And that's really what it is. Also, my freshman year, I had friends from middle school that I went to school with. So, you know, social aspects were really, like, it was still there. Like, I'd still ditch class and go hang out with my friends and whatnot. And, you know, really, my grades weren't as good as they could have been if I had stayed true to myself. Then my sophomore year, we moved to Lakewood, and I ended up going to Lakewood High School, and you know, it was a big change. It was kind of like, you know, a new life. So I decided to cut out the social aspects of high school and really, you know, stay to myself. And I had friends. My sister went to school with me. She graduated last year, and we kind of had the same group of friends, but you know, I was more individual. I was more to myself, and you know, I'd go to school, get my work done, and go to practice, and you know, just do whatever. And it took me all the way through my senior year, you know, and I'm here, I'm about to graduate, and you know, I couldn't be happier and more content with where I'm at right now. And so I would say my greatest achievement is learning to become an individual and getting through, you know, the hardships in my life, you know, especially with my father being gone. You know, it was hard for me, but it all paid off in the end. You know, it shaped me to be the person that I am today, and you know, I couldn't be happier with that.